This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, so Josh, you mentioned that you're doing a little bit of home selling. You want to be more secure where you are in Arizona. You mentioned you can only get on 15 minutes. What happened today that made your time short here? What happened?
Because I've got 23 days to clear out two homes. That's why, and I just don't have the time, unfortunately.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I've got a rearrangement in my schedule this week. This Friday, and usually I would have you on for that 15-minute segment at 1 o'clock Pacific time, which is an hour later in here because you have a different time zone. But can you come on Wednesday?
I could probably do 15 minutes on Wednesday to make up for a little bit of time, yeah.
Well, can you come up with a half an hour?
I don't think so. This week is really, really bad, and next week...
Oh, okay. Well, Josh, let's bring you on at the top of the hour. They'll have you on at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock Pacific, which I think right now it is 1:07 here. What time is it there in Arizona?
It is 2:07.
Yeah, so it'd basically be a 2 o'clock your time. All right, give us a summary. I have only 15 minutes. Go ahead. What's going on in Ukraine to me, and I have a lot of discussions with various experts, including this week, Barbara Honecker on former CIA agent. Just John Sprang, and also new clips I just had from a former affiliate of Putin, and who's now in exile in London. There's some very weird things going on and very dangerous things going on. What do you see happening?
Yeah, I mean, I think Putin is probably getting ready to advance a little bit further into Crimea. I think that ultimately what's happening is he understands that NATO is weak. NATO wouldn't do a no-fly zone for Zelensky. They'll only defend membership nations. So we'll see what happens. I think at this point, you know, it's kind of a situation where there's going to be a lot of Ukrainians that are going to fight against the Russians. You know, it's interesting how the international community is cutting Russia off from everything, from banks and credit cards and, you know, Netflix and all this other crazy stuff.
Except for China. And apparently there's some kind of deal going on with India, too.
Right. Well, that's true.
So here's what I suspect. This is where I'm concerned when it comes back to the States. Number one, we're going to have an election change this November, which is now only about, 6 months away. So we're dealing with basically, almost certainly, with Nancy Pelosi is going to be only eating ice cream. She won't be as big of a house anymore. And it's very likely the Democrats will be a distant and painful history that won't come back into power for a long time. And even if Joe Biden is not removed as president, he will basically be a lame duck president for the last 2 years of his term. But my suspicion is that if they do things properly, they will put the actions through to actually impeach him and also Kamala Harris. So the Speaker of the House, whoever that is, and it's not likely to be Trump, it's most likely going to be a proxy, will become basically the president of the United States until 2024. And in that midst, we're going to have an economic, economic challenges to the world. We're going to have war challenges. Even if he doesn't have a no-fly zone now, if he tries to go into Georgia or nearby republics that are part of NATO or affiliates, we have to do an air-fly zone, no-fly zone. So Putin doesn't have the financial or the military resources to maintain a full force against a new refurbished Germany that is no longer going to be his buddy. Okay, they got a new chancellor in Germany, and I have a feeling that he's going to get his ass kicked here. And what's going to happen is the world economy is going to get their ass kicked, and with the globalists like that. They don't want this to be nice and smooth and easy. And the other thing is that we have the coronavirus. Everybody's thinking it's all over. It's over. It's over. That's a pile of garbage. Chain link fences don't stop mosquitoes, and they sure those cloth masks don't stop the virus. Vaccines that create IgA and subclass M antibodies don't stop the virus and create immunity. They're useless too. So mandates giving vaccines that are made by mRNA. mRNA is stunned. It doesn't really don't work. Now, my AngioCap does work, and we've proven it with not only our research lab with Dr. Bill Singh, but Dr. Green didn't say you have the capital to move forward on it. We have an affiliate lab in Indonesia that took a bioreactor and did with an injectable version of my oral vaccine. They did make it work. So, in other words, we have technology that we can use for that, or even smallpox if these bastards decide to release another virus, which, by the way, I was involved with a supercomputer simulation with Reserve Admiral Hughes in 97 with the U.S. government on smallpox coming from Cairo, Egypt, to Oklahoma City, and how many people they estimate would die if the virus got out of a containment and spread like crazy. Because apparently some of these bioweapon labs that are funded by Americans in Ukraine are getting funded by U.S. military, and they're playing around with these freaking viruses, just like the ones that were in Wuhan, were basically affiliates of the United States. So these maniacs are at it again. And I don't think coronavirus is going away. I think we're very concerned that the economy is going to take a big hit if this war in Europe continues. And look at the price of oil. It's gone to $120 a barrel. So what's your analysis of where we're going and what's going to happen?
Well, I definitely agree with you that China is not going to stop trying to kill the world's population. That is an unfortunate reality. They're going to continue to do what they're doing. And we're going to continue to be dumb and stupid and not fight them back and not bomb them into oblivion and wipe them off the face of the earth. And that's unfortunate because that's what they deserve. They deserve...
Well, yeah, even before we go to bombing, we could actually just cut them off financially so that you can't sell their Christmas decorations or toys or anything. And same with Russia. Why don't we have it set up so nobody buys any oil from Russia anymore, period? Just now, boom, you're done. You know, well, why do we tolerate this?
Again, I disagree with you because I believe that the only solution for the Chinese Communist Party is imminent death. And I have no problem saying that.
Well, you can actually do that if you just actually, you know, if you call it truncate with space base and other weapons, you know, their primary buildings and so on in Beijing. That's very possible. But the problem is, you see, we have affiliates in the West that are tied directly to China. All these corporations are tied directly to China. So it's not just China alone. It's corporations that have got deals with China, right?
It is. But again, China is the catalyst, is the mechanism that wants to dominate the entire world. And we have to take China's threat serious, and so far we're not doing it. And like I said, I don't believe there's any political solution. I don't believe there's any diplomatic solution. I believe the only solution to China is to wipe out the CCP off the face of the earth. And once again, I have no problem saying that.
So,
I don't mince my words.
Yeah, well, it's good to not mince your words on that. What's going on right now? What do you think of Putin and what he's doing right now?
Up the deep state, as I've said before. I think both countries are definitely bad actors. I think both countries are corrupt. But Russia doesn't even come close to the corruption in Ukraine. And I think that, he's hurting the World Economic Forum. He's hurting the Bilderbergs. He's hurting the Rothschilds. He's hurting the Rockefellers. He's hurting Soros. So he's doing, I think a very good thing in some respect as well. It depends on how far he takes it. Obviously, if he's going to do anything with, nuclear capacity, he needs to be stopped immediately by the entire international community. But I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's just going to try to take over, Ukraine and try to bring the Baltic, one of the Soviet bloc nations back together is what I think he's planning on doing.
Yeah, I think he's basically seeing the World Economic Forum as being run by these globalists. He's trying to stop them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I don't believe that China is afraid of 90-year-old men that, soil themselves, in their nice suits, in their ivory towers. I don't think he's afraid of any of the globalists, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bilderberg. He's not afraid of, the Soros. He's not afraid of any of those people. They want to dominate the entire world. So they'll wipe out the globalists in order to do that in the near future. So there won't be any, families that run the world anymore because it'll all be done by China. That's what I think is happening, and that's what I think is going to happen if America doesn't step up and lead the international community against preemptive strikes against the CCP and wipe them off the face of the earth.
Well, by a preemptive strike, are you talking about advanced things like drone war or space-based weapons, or what kind of weapons are you talking about?
Well, look, I mean, whatever it's going to take to wipe out the CCP's leadership. I'm not talking about wiping out the Chinese people. I'm talking about wiping out their tyrannical communist dictatorship. And I don't know if that, you know, is 100 drone strikes all at once, or if it's, you know, one of those bunker-busting bombs that you drop on their headquarters. I'm not sure what it would be, but we would need to incapacitate them to a point where they couldn't use any of their defense weapons or anything else, and we'd have to shut down their power grids and everything else simultaneously while we were hitting them. And what was left at the end would be a better China, a better, you know, China for the rest of the world. And we wouldn't have to worry about them creating these, you know, bioterrorism weapons.
Yeah. Great. We'll see you again on Wednesday. Thanks a lot, Josh. Appreciate it. Good luck with your homes, okay?
Appreciate it. Bye.
Aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
So, John, I was playing this little clip here earlier about the invasion of Ukraine and suicide by this Mikhail Gorbachev, who's basically now in France. He's one of the richest Russian opponents in exile now from Putin. He thinks what Putin's doing is a form of suicide. The globalists actually like the idea of war with Russia. Now, you can tell already they're not really against the idea of conflict. But they're not even doing something to stop him by putting a no-fly zone in Ukraine, which could easily be done either with NATO or non-NATO powers to do that right away. Tell us what your analysis is of what's going on, because it's almost like the powers that be want things to boil over and get more extreme in Ukraine, and maybe even spread to other local countries like, for example, the Baltics and Georgia and so on. What do you think is happening?
Well, Dr. Deagle, one thing you have to keep in mind is that Putin has key advisors. Every Russian leader has had key advisors. And by the way, they're generally very well trained and very well educated, even though they are hired primarily to create evil and diabolical operations against the West. But as I see things now, when Putin yesterday took the step to basically focus on targeting civilians, he basically made it rather difficult for me to even consider being objective anymore about the whole situation. Because up until then, I was sincerely thinking that perhaps we could work out a peaceful solution, have a ceasefire, settle this in a civilized manner. But obviously, when you start killing innocent women and children for no reason, all logic and all bets are off.
I think that's part of his psychology, though. I remember the reports from his boss that he trained under. And he said, you know, his boss would say, according, you know, in Russia, before he became kind of the leader of the German-based KGB, you know, you carry out these orders or don't return because you're going to die. And I suspect that he has to make us feel that he's this brutal beast, that he'll go after civilians so that we have to take him seriously about what he's planning next, because he's threatening nuclear war. And right now, I suspect that he thinks people in the past didn't take him seriously because he'd show up a lot of these meetings acting as a civilian kind of like negotiator, when in actual fact, he's actually a psychotic maniac who's willing to do terrible things to innocent people to prove to you that you better take him seriously. Does that make sense?
At the same time, Putin is a good bluffer.
He's a good bluffer. Bluffer. Bluffer, right?
Yeah.
I agree. That's my suspicion is part of his game is a bluff game right now, because I don't think he has the financial resources. One of the things that's a good sign is he didn't send T-80 tanks. He sent junior officers that were just barely inaugurated into T-72 tanks, which are old tanks. And you can see that even the tires weren't properly changed in some of the vehicles. So when they get down there in the winter weather, so the tires blew. So that actually they got bogged down because the tires blew and some of his moving materials are down there heading toward Kiev. So it's my suspicion that some of what he's doing there is almost theater. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Although he has these new thermobaric bombs that can kill you in your civilian area, they blow up nearby you and then you just incinerate you. And my suspicion is some of the people that are going to die are actual real civilians, but he hasn't done a real evil thing, which is shut off power to a quarter of the country, or shut off civilian sewage treatment or other things, which will kill a lot more people than bombs. People think that warfare is, you know, blowing people up, killing them, but the most important thing to kill people is to shut off their services.
Yeah.
But food distribution, sewage treatment, the water distribution so you can actually get clean water. These are the things that kill a lot more people than just even bombs.
Yes, that's true. And
he hasn't done that yet, which tells me he's playing this kind of like game that he's trying to say, hey, I'm a real bad guy, take me seriously. And on the other hand, he hasn't actually shut off power that kills a lot more people.
Yeah.
For example, the big plant they took good care of, the sixth big nuclear plant, power plant down in central Ukraine, the biggest one in Europe, he hasn't shut it off. If he wanted to really teach these people a lesson before he ever sends a shell at them, just shut the power off in the middle of winter.
Well, he may still do that. But when you come directly at women and children with
He's going to have an example of it, but he's not going to have this example of, you know, a big chunk of the nation, because either way he has to manage the nation. The people are going to keep on fighting him 6 months or a year or 2 years from now. And so if he doesn't have some kind of a peace accord where there's some degree of respect from him and he's not attached to innocence, if he doesn't get respect from him, he's never going to have non-resistance. So my feeling is that he's playing this game of be scared of me, but ultimately I'm not going to pull the final plug because I don't want to kill enough of you that you can never respect me or even, you know, adhere to any agreements we put together.
I personally don't think he cares any more about humanity.
Well, I know he doesn't, but he wants to make us think that. I have a feeling that he's playing this mind game. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, he's not playing it very well. But
it's obvious. It's obvious to me, and from what I see, is a desperate man that's doing something pretty suicidally stupid.
Yeah, but if you look at Putin over the years, even though he has black belt in karate and does all these other so-called boxing sports, I really don't think of him as a complete man. As a result, he's always been trying to prove himself. But if you, in retrospect, look at some of his past photographs and videos over the past 20 years, he appears to be almost somewhat feminine in certain respects. Now, if I may change the subject, as you pointed out, there are many other factors. For example, let's take food, let's take fertilizer, let's take various types of fuel. All of these things are very key factors, and some of them can even cause uprisings and wars themselves.
Right.
And there's a lot of serious things that are going on. For example, a lot of people don't realize, but Russia and Ukraine provided a lot of the wheat for Egypt. And so Egypt is now hurting. As a result of the calorie intake in Egypt is going to decline rapidly.
You're talking about the food supply. You mean food supply, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, because of fertilizer and so on. Keep that thought. We'll be right back here in just
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO jets may be heading to Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told CNN that NATO members have the go-ahead to send fighter jets to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against Russia's onslaught.
We are working with Poland as we speak to see if we can backfill anything that they provide to the Ukrainians. We very much support them, providing MiGs, Sus, planes that Ukrainians can fly.
A third round of peace talks are in the works for the combatants today. At least 7 people are dead, 2 of them children, younger than 5, after multiple tornadoes swept across central and southwest Iowa this past weekend. 6 of the fatalities came from the Madison County area just southwest of Des Moines. The National Weather Service received 42 reports of tornadoes in the south central and southwest portion of the Hawkeye State. The tornadoes were worse than forecasters predicted. USA Radio News. The will of the Ukrainian people is something President Putin may have miscalculated before invading Ukraine.
Senator Marco Rubio says Russian President Vladimir Putin is engaged in a conflict he can't win.
He is now engaged in a conflict where he's either going to have a costly military victory followed by a costly occupation that he can't afford, or he's going to get caught in a long-term military quagmire.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican explaining that Putin will see an economic freefall on the home front if one of two outcomes from his ongoing invasion of Ukraine happens. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A long line of semi-trucks, recreational vehicles, and cars were circling Washington, D.C. on Sunday. They're in town to protest and demand the end of all coronavirus pandemic-related restrictions by the Biden administration. The People's Convoy of around 1,000 vehicles have said they plan to drive slowly around Washington, D.C. on the already congested beltway. We are USA Radio News.
Radio News. USA Radio News.
Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To give some more analysis, because Khodorkovsky's statement here combined with your statements kind of brings it into a kind of more clear picture. It's not as simple as taking out, say, the communist Chinese or just taking out Putin or putting a no-fly zone. There's more to this, isn't there?
There are so many factors involved, Dr. Deagle. Putin actually thought that by going into Ukraine and supposedly liberating that nation, that would also go over very well with the Russians in Russia. But they see through his ploy. They definitely realize now that it is not an altruistic motive on Putin's part, but rather an ulterior motive. And as a result, his popularity within Russia has dropped tremendously. If there were someone that would be able to assassinate him, I don't think there would be even mourning for a funeral at this time on his behalf.
Okay, now let's say the propose that they either assassinate him or he basically doesn't have the resources to continue his war campaign. It's my guess that if, even if you don't have a no-fly zone, he's not going to be able to continue this push, especially if he starts to attack neighboring nations like Georgia, etc., because they're NATO nations. And if he even starts making moves toward the Baltics, he's going to get crushed. I don't think people realize that they're can flip out these defensive nuclear warheads with offensive ones in a matter of 3 hours. He can move those weapons out in a matter of 3 hours and put the offensive weapons radar where they are located in all the eastern portions of the former Soviet Republic that are now part of the satellite nations of NATO.
Yeah.
So my guess is that it actually is he's tempting things that he really shouldn't tempt, because he's actually trying to pretend he can be like this tough Russian bear, and he's not going to succeed.
One other thing we've got to keep in mind, Putin is basically a sore loser. If he is no longer able to win a conventional war, as we're starting to see now in Ukraine, in all probability he will resort to nuclear tactical weapons, which he has.
Well, I think he'll use the thermobaric bombs first. And if he does use those, I think the West will start using much more advanced weapons, including space-based weapons and robotic drones. People don't realize this, that America and the West have what's called robotica, warrior drones that can go in and have autonomous intellectual ability to interact with other enemies and actually take them out. Did you know that? Robotic drones. They're like killer robots, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I think we'll unveil that those capabilities to Putin, and he's going to get his ass kicked really hard.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, I'm not convinced totally that we have a defense against his hypersonic cruise missiles or nuclear weapons, especially ones in Venezuela or Nicaragua. And as a result, the next thing I think he will do, if he moves up to very advanced weapons like those, is that he'll actually try to nuke our U.S. cities and military ports like Norfolk, Virginia, and San Diego, where the western port for the nuclear navy is. So my guess is that you go to a certain level and you're going to actually have prove the fact that we do not have a fully, operationally protective shield against the use of intercontinental hypersonic cruise nuclear weapons.
Yeah. You're bringing up some good points there. The problem with NATO right now is it's not united. Hungary is not going along with Poland or Germany on certain issues.
The reason why is that there's a western district of Ukraine where Zelensky told the Hungarian Ukrainians they couldn't speak Hungary there. They had to speak Ukrainian. He ticked off a lot of the local Hungarian population that was there before the mountains, before it becomes parts of actual physical Hungary. They're actually still part of Ukraine, but has a very large portion of Hungarians that still live in western Ukraine.
And so the Hungarians are now a little reluctant to provide aid to Zelensky.
My guess is what I think is going to happen. At some point, he's going to start attacking civilian areas, and the push to bring in MiG fighters from other nations will eventually start slowing him down dramatically. Now, if he starts using thermobaric bombs, my guess will step it up using more advanced weapon systems, which will start to take over his military forces. And if he tries to use advanced T-80 tanks and he's going to try to take over the Baltics, he's going to get his butt kicked, because I don't think he understands what we've been doing for decades. He always stays several steps ahead of him. He doesn't understand that, does he?
No.
And one of the comments I remember talking to one of the former Soviet agents that worked in IBM Corporation, who was working in the nuclear navy in Belarus, and he spoke with a strong Russian accent. He says, "We always knew that you had Warehouse 13, you had more advanced weapons than what we had, because we knew if we actually pulled out and did something with XYZ weapon, you had bigger and badder weapons that you'd bring out of Warehouse 13. We have to understand that America is the beast nation. We're the scariest nation that ever existed. We don't necessarily expose exactly how scary we are, but America and its weapon systems, including Space Command, are extremely scary and very advanced.
Yeah.
Right?
I hope there's the leadership in Washington that knows how to deal with this situation, but I know it doesn't exist.
No, it's not Washington. See, the problem is people don't realize there was a presidential order. It was George Bush Jr. To put in a presidential act to hand it over a lot of the controls to the National Security Act away from the president. So it's not usually the president that actually is in control of Space Command and all these other things. They're separate divisions that are not under control of the president. So people don't realize that, do they?
No. But I was just thinking of the president. But I was thinking of the leadership and all, whether it happens to be intel agents or those who are doing the analysis.
Yeah, well, one of the things, in other words, they'll underestimate that the counteractivity of the enemy might be more dangerous than they realize. And if Russia decides to finally push the button, for example, to launch missiles from Laurentian or Pinto Huerte, we don't have fully operational missile defense systems in our nuclear navy in Norfolk, Virginia, and San Diego will be taken out. And large population centers that have a lot of financial transactions, like Washington, D.C., New York, can be turned to nuclear ash within 14 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're prepared for that. We're not prepared, even if we have some degree of nuclear defense. Depends on how accurate that system is. And I think what's happened is we've been telling each other that we have a system that works, and I think we've lied to ourselves.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Bingle, you have to understand that as an outsider, I've worked with officials in Washington for over 60 years. And there just isn't that much talent there.
Let me explain. I've been on not only an outsider, I'm an insider. I work with Space Command, Missile Defense Command. I was actually their doctor.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, don't underestimate their level of stupidity and miscalculation. How's that?
Exactly.
Which is why, since I was actually 8 years of age, I've had a kind of a nightmarish thing that I've been returned with panic attacks of eventually us getting to a level where we make stupid decisions and eventually it precipitates a thermonuclear exchange with Russia and we have many of our cities go up in fire.
Yeah.
We should actually realize that we can't let these things go step by step by step by step towards something that we can't control. There should be a way of stopping the whole thing now so it doesn't keep on walking toward, a stepwise walking toward disaster.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay... Okay, John, please continue your analysis.
Well, I would say one of the key factors to understanding this whole situation is to basically understand the background of Vladimir Putin, which is not very well understood by many people. Far more Russians are aware of him than Americans. Very few Americans have even a clue as to how his mind operates, how he thinks, how he goes about doing things in a very Machiavellian manner, and always very cleverly being able to put the blame on someone else when he actually created the incident. Unlike other world leaders who don't stoop to this level, he's been doing this for over 20 years now when he's been in power. And before he was in power, he used some of these same ploys to get into a position of power. He is not exactly the friendliest type of individual you would come across. And once you have this understanding of him, then it's very easy to predict his modus operandi and the techniques that he utilizes to hold on to power and cause a considerable amount of harm to others in the process. He is basically a destroyer. He is not a builder. He will occasionally align himself with positive things, such as the Russian Orthodox clergy, and he will sometimes give speeches implying how bad communism was, when in reality he's still practicing Marxism himself, and aligning himself with the Marxist nations that still exist throughout the world. He's fairly simple to figure out.
In other words, what you're saying is he's a manipulator and he's a liar, and he plays this game of don't assume that I am such and such a person. In fact, he even travels with Russian Orthodox clergy and trying to act like he's St. Paul in Russia. In actual fact, he's actually a deceiver, right?
He's a Class A1 deceiver, Dr. Deagle, and a manipulator. And unfortunately, until the rest of the world understands this, they're going to think of him as a person who's very concerned about terrible things happening in other countries and why it's necessary to move in and correct these measures because they are so threatening to the rest of the world, when in reality,
about the shots.
I think inside Russia, there's enough people that live inside Russia that have gone in and out of the country and faith elsewhere. They don't believe the online, you know, gospel of the Russian media and so on. Just like here in the West, a lot of people don't believe it. They go to other sources. And they don't accept everything straight up, right? They actually go and check it out themselves and try to find out what they believe. Whether it's, you know, regular media like Fox, or they go to other alternative media. I think the real issue here is we're all being deceived at all levels.
Yeah.
And what's going on right now is there's various power trying to reset us to a world economy that basically is a smaller clique of people that control it, and they want to reduce the world population and control us by creating a form of transhumanism. The Russians don't want that. They want more of a nationalism. That's why they don't want these genetic vaccines and so on. And even they're against genetically modified food. So what you're seeing right now is Russia has a great deal of paranoia about the globalists. And, of course, some of that's based on reality. And some of it's based on the idea we want our version of reality imposed on the rest of the world. Which is why he thinks one of the greatest things in Tower of Terror will happen was the fall of the Soviet Union. When in fact, he thinks the Sovietization, whether it's directly under control of Russia, was a good thing rather than bad.
Yeah.
And people, and that's where he's trying to push that the Soviet Union was a good idea, and I think that's bizarre.
Yeah, but you, Dr. D, you even need to understand that there are many aspects of the Eastern Orthodox Church that are almost diametrically opposed to the Western Christian Church.
Tell me about some of them. Go ahead.
Well. As I pointed out, for example, several times on your program, you take a look at St. Basil's Cathedral and the various picturesque spires on top of it. Very few people know the significance of those spires, which were designed actually by an Italian architect. They symbolized Ivan the Terrible's conquest of Central Asia, and when he beheaded the kings or monarchs or shahs of the various Islamic nations in Central Asia, and these are sort of looked upon as trophies on that particular church, and every tourist who goes there just think, you know, how beautiful and picturesque they are.
Yeah, they see these spires and so they don't realize they're actually a symbol of Russian imperialism on other nations.
Exactly. This is one aspect of the Eastern Orthodox Church that is not readily understood in the West.
Wow, that's really bizarre.
Yeah.
In other words, they believe in imperialism is tied to their religious idea. That's why their eschatology is tied to imperialism.
Yes, exactly. Just the other way around at times.
Right. That may be tied to the Ladder of Fatima that talks about Ukraine and Russia being sort of end time players and what's going on.
Yeah. For example, here in the West, we had the Crusades into the Middle East when the Catholic Church was very strong, and England and France, of course, ran major campaigns. And one of my ancestors, who was apparently very much a war hero, at the end of the Crusades, came back and very, very disenchanted because of all the atrocities that we had committed, not only against the Islamic peoples, but also against the Eastern Orthodox people. People don't realize that Constantinople was basically plumaged by the Crusaders from the West. They went into Eastern Orthodox churches, put a monk on a donkey, and sent him out of the cathedral. There were so many things that were sacrilegious and disrespectful. So I've been able to acquire the perspective from
the Eastern Orthodox as well as the...
In other words, you have to discern the dark mind of what's behind this philosophy.
Yes. And,
wow.
And so when my ancestor came back to England, he did not sit well with Richard and Lionheart, King Richard, but he continued to be a righteous individual, and it turned out that even though his last name was Spring, the world knew him best as Robin Hood, you know.
Aha, that is interesting.
Yeah.
So here's what I'd summarize. I'd summarize we have a bunch of bad guys on all sides. We're marching step by step toward economic issues that are going to be dangerous. Neither side realizes the weapons that we have against each other. We're heading toward economic chaos, which I suspect is going to have some problems in oil and gas and so on, and food and fertilizer. And the people are not repenting enough yet to actually be repenting our governments to say, look, let's bring about peace. Peace means we have to all expose all the evil on all sides in order to stop this war. How's that?
Yeah. And we better start loving people throughout the world, whether it's Chinese, Russians, Africans.
Exactly. Yeah, we can't just selectively say because of our skin color they're okay, or our philosophy or our religion. Thank you, John. Amazing analysis. We will be back tomorrow. The sale is on for spring for the coupon code. I want people to understand that we don't have all the answers, but at least we have a good analysis of what we think is likely going on here now. And again, we'll be back tomorrow. Mark Gaffney with the second edition of the Earth Changes book is available now. Talk to you soon.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. At NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.